Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast. And in this episode, guys, we're going to go straight to the point. I am going to show you a technique that will basically double yourself. And what we're going to do is very, very simple, okay? There is nothing, you don't have to change anything in your pitches. You don't actually have to become a better salesperson. We're just basically going to take a different approach, okay? And you can start doing this today and start seeing results today, okay? So now, if you're struggling with sales and you don't know how to sell to people and you don't know how to answer objections and stuff, this episode is going to help you out, okay? So let's get started here. So here's the situation, and this is what most people will do, okay? I have a lot of people asking me, hey, Martin, how do I become better at sales? What type of pitches do you use? What is the channel that you use? What sort of automation and stuff like that? And I mean, all these things are good, but there's something that can give you a lot more leverage without any of the technology or anything like this, okay? So let me explain what happens. Let's say, for example, I'm going to take the example of an accounting software, okay? So the highest level is what? Highest level, which a lot of people try to do, let's get started with this first, is people are going to try and sell the same thing to everybody. So it could be a man, it could be a woman, it could be a dog, it could be a duck, it could be a dead person, okay? They are trying to sell that one thing to everybody. So if you're trying to sell to everybody, then you're selling to nobody. And it's going to be very hard for you to convert, okay? So you've probably heard this, that the riches are in the niches, okay? And so we go from the top level of, hey, let me make something that's so general that nobody's going to recognize themselves in, to let me niche down and find a market that I need to target, okay? So that is the first step. That's the first step of what you need to do. Now, in the niche process, what is it that people are doing? So let's go back to my example of accounting software. So I have this accounting software, and it has amazing features that, you know, are going to make the accountant's life a lot easier, okay? And I will go out, and guess what I will do? I will go find accountants, okay? Because who is going to use the software, and who is knowledgeable in the software, and that will be capable enough to understand the kind of like the benefits of this thing and the technology is accountants, okay? So what you're going to do is that you are going to go and look for accountants and then show them the software, okay? So now your software is going to be an improvement to what they already have, okay? So, hey, Mr. Accountant, you're probably using this outdated software. How a software as this. Now, instead of pressing 25 buttons, you're going to press one button and then it's going to work, okay? And it is specifically for accountants. You should go sign up because guess what? You are an accountant. So this is very effective. It is a lot more effective than trying to sell that accounting software to everybody and nobody, okay? So just by drilling down and picking a profession, accountants for an accounting software, guess what? You know, these people, they will need accounting software, then you are going to get better results, right? Now, the thing is this, is that what if I told you that there's a better approach than this? Because you might be like, aha, that's exactly what I do. I'm the best. I know it. Well, there's something even better than this, okay? Remember what I told you. I told you that that accounting software is very likely that it's going to be an improvement to what they already have, okay? So they might have some outdated software that they've been using for years and stuff. But that is to say, it is an improvement, okay? So what do I mean by this? I mean that people are usually satisfied and they will stick to whatever they already have. Even if what you're showing them is far superior, they're like, dude, I need to change. And there's an improvement, but it's not major and stuff, right? So you right now, you are selling them an improvement to something they already have, and they will need to migrate, they will need to change their habits and all that kind of stuff. That's the first thing, first problem, okay? Now, don't get me wrong, you can get sales, but I'm going to show you something that's going to allow you to make even more sales. So the second element that I want to talk to you about is the alternatives. So I'm an accountant, okay? And I know accounting, and maybe there is some alternative that I found that's super cool, right? And or maybe I've already developed my own internal accounting system because I'm an accountant and I'm really, really good at systemizing stuff. And yeah, you know what? I don't necessarily know software, okay? And also I have so much experience in the field that guess what? I might have this objection of, yeah, but well, in my case, this thing doesn't work because X, Y, Z, but hey, you know, check it out. The taxing doesn't work and stuff, okay? So there are flaws here that will cause you to lose sales. First is because you're selling an improvement to something that, you know, people already have. Now, second thing is these people, they have other options. And third is they have expertise, meaning that some of those things that you're showing them, they could somehow do it, okay? So remember, we went from trying to sell to everybody to trying to sell to a niche, and that niche is the prime recipient of whatever it is that you're selling, product or service, okay? But guess what? There is another option. And in this option, you will have zero resistance, and you don't have to become a better salesperson. I guess you can even be a bad salesperson and be able to make sales over there without any resistance. So what is that? Okay, so let me explain a concept to you. And I'm asking you the question at home. It's going to be a little bit interactive. What is the kind of like the best type of clients? There are two elements, right? There are two elements I'm going to tell you because otherwise. Element number one is the person you're targeting, they need that service. They desperately need that service, okay? So accountants, they need accounting software, right? Or, you know, to do their job, that's what they do 8 hours a day. They need some stuff, okay? So that condition is met, right? But there's a second condition, which is not met in this case, right? If you want to find someone who has a desperate need for what you are selling, but they have no idea how to make it happen. No clue whatsoever. And these are the best clients. So now, an accountant, for an accounting software, they're accountants, they know, all right? So they could see something in your software like, oh yeah, well, I know how to do it. I have other options. I know where to look, okay? So that's why you want to niche down, okay? You're still niching down, but you are now going to go in the market where people have no idea how to get this stuff done. And so they desperately need it, but they do not know how to get it done, okay? So in this example, let's say, for example, I will keep the accounting software. Let's say you are going to target morticians. You're out of all people. Morticians. Do you think morticians know anything about accounting? They have other things to do. They need to bury people, right? So they don't know. They just know that, oh my God, last time I got hit with penalty for taxes, you know, it's a nightmare. I'm not an accountant. I don't know what to do. You know, what the hell do I do? How do I solve this problem? They do not know how to fix that problem. You are going to fix it for them. And that's the reason why I told you, you won't have any objection. The mortician is not going to tell you, yeah, but the formula you use to calculate the VAT is not the best. No, they're going to tell you, oh my God, please install it for me. All right? And so you do not need to become a super good salesperson. On the contrary, it can be a lot simpler. You can be a bad salesperson because you're selling to people who need it, but they have no clue. Okay? So same thing. I give you let's say, for example, a plumber. Right? A plumber. You're selling them an AI automation for their chatbot. Do you think they can build it? No. Right? If you try to sell it to a developer, they can be like, oh yeah, that's good. It's a little bit better than what I was doing. But guess what? Oh yeah, I could do it myself. Or, oh yeah, but did you think about the code? And then, you know what I mean? So that is the best type of client that you want. you want those people who have no clue how to build it. And just like that, can you just see, just for yourself, like, well, yes, of course, these people are not going to object. I don't have to deal with so many objections. And so me, for example, I am terrible at, hands, I would say, like, I'm not a handy person, right? And so if I need to build something, I don't know how to do it. But sometimes I desperately need it. I need something fixed in the house, right? Someone comes and says, hey, look, I'm going to fix it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, please go fix it, right? Now, if I were a handyman, yeah, but are you going to come from the left or from the right? No, I don't like your approach. Maybe I'll do it myself. You know what I mean? So this is when you have all these objections, okay? So now, look in your targeting. Right now, who are you targeting? Are you targeting? So are you at the top general level? If you're there, dude, you need to niche down, okay? Now, if you've done the second step and you niche down, but you are talking to specialists, people who are... So now, please don't get me wrong. People have built empires on this level there, okay? So I'm not saying you're not going to make any sales. You're going to make a ton of sales, because if these people need it in their everyday life, and you make it so people buy speed and they buy convenience, okay? So if you're able to build something that is fast, that is easy for them, they're gonna buy it. It doesn't matter if they're experts, okay? But that other level where these people have no clue how to do it, these will be the best clients. So look in your business, who are those people? Who are those people right now in your business that, hey, what if we targeted those folks, all right? And you will see that the sales are going to be a lot easier, okay? That is a gold nugget. So if you're listening to this podcast, guys, if you're still listening here, and if you've been listening to the previous episodes and stuff like that, guys, thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to do this, and hopefully it will help you guys. And go and try it, okay? Because I keep telling this to everybody. The success likes speed and likes execution, okay? Don't just watch this video and don't apply. Go out, execute. Look at your targeting right now and start thinking of an alternative targeting of people who will need that service, but they have no idea how to get it. And you will see the results. You'll see the changes. You might see that your conversion rates are a whole lot better than with the other ones, because they're already set. They don't necessarily want to move, because here in this case, the mortician, there's a good chance that the mortician doesn't have an accounting software. So you're not upgrading something. You are creating something new, right? There you go. I'm gonna set up the software for you. I'm going to make it so simple that even a monkey could use it, and you'll never have problems with the IRS again. And you only need to press one or two buttons. They don't need the super complicated stuff. You set it up for them. Super basic, super like binary. Click here, press this button, done. And then go back, bury people, right? That is pretty much it. Sorry, my example was a little bit morbid. And if you're a mortician, please forgive me, because I guess the mortician doesn't actually bury people. But anyway, I don't want to make this too morbid. Anyway, guys, hopefully that was of use for you guys. Go out and do this exercise and action it. And if you do like the podcast, if you like the energy, if you like, you know, the spontaneity, then make sure to subscribe to the channel. That will make my day. Thank you very much. You have a good day. Bye.